a message for you.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home.
Can I say this? I didn't like that song the first 912 times you played it. And then I found out that it's JT. And I like it. And I'm talking about Jive Turkey. Did you call him a JT? Whoa.
Easy, friend.
But I found out it's Justin Timberlake. Like, now I kind of like it.
Yeah, you can get down to that song. You have to.
Well, I have to. I find it. I just find myself moving now.
If you want to.
Huh. Used to could, but now I can't. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. Get in touch with Harbin Lumber. Upstate Builders, Remodels, and Handyman. Hey, let me mention this. If you're thinking about doing your own home project, you don't have to go to like some of these other stores that might have, you know, I don't want to mention their names, but some of these big box like stores. You go to Harbin Lumber and get your supplies. Get all the interior products, exterior products, get your doors, your windows, your shingles, your insulation, you know, any of your plumbing. You can do all that at Harbin Lumber. They've got it for you. And quite frankly, they have a great financing options there too. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. I'm going to get to the tax issue here in a second. I want to answer this. Daniels, who's a very loyal listener of the show and does a great job of texting in, said, Artavis Scott, with Bryant as his quarterback, was it going to improve his draft status? What could Scott have done to improve from a junior to senior year that would have helped him? Well, Daniel, what you're telling me is that in no way, shape, or form, Artavis Scott would have been drafted ever, right?
Yes.
Because he didn't get drafted.
Correct.
And if he couldn't improve upon that, then he was never going to be drafted.
Correct.
Well, then, as the all-time leading receiver in Clemson football history, why would you not come back for your senior year? If you're not going to be drafted at all, why go to be on a practice squad for 1 year?
Probably because their bodies are their money, right? That's how they make their living. And you only have so much time to use your body to make a living with it. Yeah. And you might as well just go for it if you can't improve it.
I don't think – here's my thing, man. It bothers me that we've devalued a senior year to the point we're going to give up to be on a practice squad. Practice squad's worth more than a senior year. I hate that, man. I think that's
it's crazy. Also about the opportunity.
It is. And everybody thinks our opportunity is so much better than it was. But to me, there's some value in being – here's the thing. When we have these legends on Fridays – you know what I hear a lot from those guys? Deshaun Texas tweeted this last year. Didn't know I'd miss it that much. Man, I would love to be back in the Valley with the guys. Didn't know I'd miss it. And he's making millions of dollars, first round pick. When you have the Steve Fuller's on of the world, who played a long time in NFL. I told you I had this thing with Jim Bunner the other day. Talked about him. I was like, man, the best years of your life are when you're in college. But we're going to hurry and get out. These guys as 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 year old men who we talk to on the show now. Rodney Williams talks about it. Homer Jordan talked about it. Guys who played in the NFL a long time still talk about it. It's a business out there for those guys. Man, my college days, those were the glory years. That's the best times of my life. And we're going to give that up to go be on a practice squad. I just don't. I wish we would not have devalued what a senior year could be worth. All right, let me get back to the point we made right before the break. About John Gruden's $100 million contract. He's going to play, and I guess it works this way as a coach. He's going to play two preseason games in other stadiums, right?
Yeah.
Two home games, two road games. He's going to play 8 games a year on the road.
Correct.
Now, hopefully, you'll play the Texans once and the Jaguars once, because there's no state taxes there. So think about it like this. For every time he plays a road game in a state that has state taxes, it costs him money in that state. I don't know why, man. I don't like that at all.
I don't understand that.
But
that,
it's true.
That's illegal.
No, it's not illegal. It's illegal. Legal. Don't be putting people. It's legal because it's happening. But
income taxes are illegal.
You sound like the people on Live PD that get pulled over and go, no, I wasn't driving the car. I was riding in it.
I was riding in it.
But here, all right, so let me get this right. Let me put this right. All right. Stanton for the Yankees.
Yep.
When he moved from the Marlins that didn't have a state tax, that if let's say he would have gone to the Angels in California where it's a little bit higher, some agents estimate that it would cost Stanton between $25 and $27.5 million over 10 years to go from a Florida-based team to a California-based team. And the Yankees, I think it's like $22 million in state income taxes he's going to pay in the state of New York. It cost him to be traded from the Marlins to the Yankees over a 10-year deal. Say he doesn't opt out. Say that contract remains the same, which is guaranteed money, and he doesn't opt out, which he can. But if he stays with the Yankees at that time, it's going to cost him about $22 million to go play for the Yankees instead of playing for the Marlins.
Well, I mean, it's the price of winning championships.
I guess. Now, here's what I think people didn't know this, and we talked about this on the show one other time, I think, in 19 years. But a Major League Baseball player plays 81 road games. When you go play the 6 games a year against the Chicago White Sox, then your salary is divided. You get paid on a not you don't pay on a per game basis, but you go 162. Let's say you make $5 million a year, $5 million about a 162 times six. You get the state of Illinois sends you a W-2. Is it W-2? You sends it to you for your games you played the six 160 seconds of your salary for the state of Illinois.
Because you played a game in the state.
Yep.
The state of Illinois
is
not.
This is bugging you, man. Look at your blood pressure over there.
Stupid.
190 over 82, 200 over 112. You don't like that.
I love this guy trying to explain the benefits of taxes to me.
Yeah, like you don't know what taxes are for.
You go, taxes, well, God. Taxes are necessary for federally and state funded organizations like hospitals, public schools, police, road workers, etc. You stop paying taxes, those things disappear. Well, golly. Goodness gracious. Yeah. You colored me shocked. I had no idea.
Didn't know that. You thought the things just magically appeared.
I thought we were just putting them up.
You thought they're like Lucky Charms, like just magically delicious. That's magically to show up.
I had no idea.
You didn't have to pay for those things.
No, I don't know.
But your point is that...
My point is, if you play in New York, New York can take the taxes. But because your job makes you travel and you have to go to other cities and they take taxes from you, that's ridiculous. That's absurd.
It's a guy owning right here?
I guess.
He's riding you?
Stop whining. That's an accountant. That's an accountant, isn't it? You nerd. Go push your papers. Get out of here. Quit texting while you're at work. I don't want to hear it.
Let me see if I'm right by saying this. Yeah. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but let me see if I'm interpreting what you're saying right.
Please.
What you're saying is John Gruden.
Yeah.
When they move to Las Vegas.
Vegas.
That his office is in Las Vegas.
Yep.
That the company he works for is in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And the state of Nevada has no income tax. State income tax.
Yep.
That, and in the 10 games a year he's going to play in the state of Nevada, he's not taxed on. He lives there, works there. Why should, because he goes plays a game against Cincinnati, why should the state of Ohio send him a tax bill for 1/16th of his salary?
I don't think that's too crazy to ask. I think
but they had to have hospitals in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati can tax its own citizens. There's enough people there.
Oh, man. I love that, buddy. Am I representing your side right on that?
You got it. You're nailing it.
Yeah.
It is illegal. Yeah. It is legal theft. That was a great text, whoever sent that in.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Legal.
Just let me see where you stand on this whole thing. You're a burn, baby, burn guy. Yeah. You're a socialist.
I'm not a socialist.
Yes,
no.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You're a millennial. You're a snowflake. You want everybody taxed at a higher rate. What?
No. No.
You want free college for everybody?
No.
You want free health care for everybody?
Yes. Health care is important.
But how are you going to pay for it?
Well, we can pay tax for that.
Oh, man.
But you can pay your own state. Like, I don't understand.
Your buddy on here says they already have loads of money, so if they can lose a few dollars. Yeah, because everybody, the more you make, the more you should pay. Come on, man.
I got no friends on the text line today. No buddies over here.
Let me tell you, the most hated people in America are rich. It's like, if you finally make the American dream, John Gruden made the American dream, and now people hate him. But I get your point. Just in summary, you're saying that if you lived in California and you choose to coach the Los Angeles Rams.
First of all, would never live in California.
That's your home base out there, though.
Oh, God, no.
All right. If you choose to be the head coach of the New York Giants, who are they based in New Jersey?
The Giants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The New Jersey Giants.
New York Giants, but yes.
Then you're saying you ought to be taxed in the state of New Jersey. If you lived in Nevada with no tax, you ought not have the tax because that's where you live and work.
That's where you live.
Okay. Oh. I like it. I agree with you on this one. Question. You're a...
I'm going to get freaking audited this year.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. A texter just said, my uncle won the lottery, and he's got to pay taxes in New Jersey and Virginia. He won a big chunk of change, by the way. Good for him.
What do you win?
$500.
I mean, that's not bad. It's not a huge chunk of change, is it?
$500,000.
Oh, big chunk of change. Yeah.
You've had to pay in both. All right. And I won't tell who the texter is because he didn't stuff. But all right. But here's a question for you. If you're a huge New York Yankee fan.
Love the Yankees.
Second biggest fan of New York Yankee fan on this show.
Second?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, second.
No.
All right, if you are playing for
Who's been to more Yankees games? Me or you?
I've been to about 12.
I've been to more Yankees games.
Okay, well, that's because you grew up in some exit off of Jersey.
Yeah, it's like one of those parkway exits.
All right, let's say you were the Florida Marlins. Would you want to still sign with Florida? Or do you say, I'm going to go to New York Yankees, even though you know you're going to pay out the yin-yang for some taxes?
Those things happen in free agency. They look at those teams and they say, listen, I'm going to pay so much more money in New York than I would in Florida or Vegas or wherever it may be. Those are real conversations that happen. And I guess it depends on where you're at in your career and financially. If it's your first contract, your second contract,
maybe. Here's something I don't know, and I need to find this out. These college football coaches, I've never thought about this because I only think about this in pro football terms. But Dabo Swinney and Brandon Streeter and Brent Venables and Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott and Danny Pierman, these guys, they get taxed for playing in New Orleans. I don't know that. If someone does know that, if you're an accountant, call in and tell me that one. Because I've only thought about it from a pro standpoint. Because they are coaching in those states, in those games, do they get taxed in those states? And what's the difference if they aren't? Like, does a team doctor for South Carolina, well, South Carolina played in Florida. South Carolina plays a game over in Georgia next year. Does he get taxed in the state of Georgia? He's working. He's working in the state. I've never really thought about that. I need to find that out. That's a really, 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 really good question. As a matter of fact, I'll call our friends at Patterson Tax Service to find out about this. I talked to Russell the other day about taxes and doing mine like they always do mine. They've done mine for years. And they want to do yours as well. Here's the date. January 29th is the day that the IRS receives your taxes this year. But don't be fooled by that date. They can do your taxes right now. Once you get your tax information in via your mail, whatever, from your employer or any money that you made in there or any of your investments, whatever, then they can do your taxes for you now. They can file them for you now, and the IRS will begin accepting them on the 29th. Now, if you're a lot of people depend on those tax returns, they can advance you, and the IRS is federal. It's legal for the IRS or for these companies, these banks, by the way, doing this. They can loan you or advance you up to $2,500 total. To find out about that program and so much more than... and about this January 29th date, let them go ahead and do them now for you. And that way you're at the front of the line. 859-8289, 859-8289. It's the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. When I mentioned that...
You can't get away from this tax talk. This is ridiculous.
Well, it's interesting, and it affects everybody. But does that make sense? Like, you were on the phone. I've only thought about it from a pro-athlete standpoint. Does Dabo Swinney get a tax notice or a tax bill from New York or Louisiana this year?
Maybe.
Do the team doctors?
I have no idea.
Where does it stop? I don't know. We're going to find that out. It's an interesting question. We'll take a break. Cheeks Patrick said, does Soccer know how to pay taxes in Australia too, since they always play in the Outback Bowl? No rules. Just right. How about the Bloomin' Onion guy at the Outback Bowl this year? I would give anything in the world to be the Bloomin' Onion guy on the sidelines.
Are you a Bloomin' Onion fan?
Yeah, except for... yeah.
Well, except for what?
It's terrible for you.
Oh, they're awful for you.
It's one of the worst things you can put in your body. You know what the number one caloric food is of the fast foods? That the chili cheese fries thing you get at Outback. It's like a million calories. It's like the worst thing.
I don't know.
You just go ahead and go straight to the operating table and get your bypass surgery when you get one of those. It's like, go ahead and put the stent in now when you go get one of those.
I never had them.
Oh, yeah. You get them, and then when you finish, you go get your stent.
I assumed it was like the Baconator at Wendy's or something like that.
You do that as well, and then you go get your stent.
Yeah.
And then you go on with the rest of your meal. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, open up phone lines, text, tweets. I have to get to the bottom line of this tax thing with athletes, with coaches, with... like team doctors. Does a team doctor for the Atlanta Braves, does he get, not there, but he didn't travel there, but when you travel with him, whatever, do you get taxed on that? We'll find out. It's a very interesting subject. Also, more, I'm going to give you my thoughts about the trends with Clemson's NFL juniors right when we come back. It's the Mickey Paulo Show. More after this.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA. It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Give me this right. I think I'm right in thinking that the entertainers have to pay those taxes.
I don't know what's right anymore.
I'm getting accounted on here, man. I got to find this out. Hey, let me tell you about Trail
Get T. Get that nerd on here before. Where's his number? I'll call him right now.
Some bean counters. Let's get some bean counters on here.
You feel good about yourself, pal? Taking my money.
As you said there to break the, you, now you are a Tea Party guy.
I'm a Tea Party member now. In the last 20 minutes, I've converted all the way over.
You're the one snowflake that's in a Tea Party. You know what Churchill said?
What's that?
If you're not a liberal when you're 18, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative when you're 40, you have no money.
There you go.
You know, he switched parties a bunch, right?
He did.
Saw the movie last night. Yeah. Love the movie last night. Go see Darkest Hour. Very good. You'll never, very seldom will you ever tell him to go see a movie because I don't like movies, I don't like Hollywood, don't like any of the stuff they're doing there, but this is really, really, really good. All right, Trail, TREATL.com. Tomorrow is one of the best days of the week for me because I get to go to Trail. I get to meet with Kevin and Neil and Will and the great folks at Trail, and I get to learn and learn and learn, and I try to, man. The older I get, the more I love learning and meeting with people, and I don't. One of my hot, not sitting say hobbies, like I don't read books a lot, but like I like meeting with people and just asking a million questions about their business and their blueprint and how they're doing and all this kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, I have a great relationship with those guys now, and you can too. When you're thinking about building a building, build it with Trail. Now, the great part about Trail is instead of giving you one solution, a bunch of different prices on that solution, they give you as many different prices on as many different solutions as conceivable. And then they balance in your function, they balance it all that in and you know what you want and what size building and all the aesthetics of it, and then they give you a great building on time and on budget. A local church here saved $1 million. They were $1 million over budget. Trail got them on budget. I love that. 800-319-7006. 800-319-7006. An accountant friend just texted and said, I'm researching it now. He'll find out.
Bet you love that, you nerd.
A good friend of mine, us bean counters got to stay together. A good friend of mine is great friends with an NBA coach. And he says that he pays taxes in every state that has an NBA team. That's because you play a road game in every NBA city. But like, if you're in the NFL, you don't pay taxes in states that you don't play games. If you're in the NFC, NFC East, and you don't play the Houston Texans or the Dallas Cowboys, well, you play the Cowboys. If you're in the AFC West,
mm-hmm.
and you don't play at Houston, you don't play in Dallas, you don't pay Texas money. But you know, in Major League Baseball, you play in all those states. I don't understand, like, does Nick Saban, I got this a while ago. I said, does Dabo Swinney have to pay Louisiana this year for 1/15 of his salary?
Yeah.
And the maybe I think an accountant said no, because he's a state employee of a state university, even though a lot of his money's not state money. But so then my question would be, would a school, would a private school coach, let's say University of Miami, where did they play their bowl game this year? Boy, they played in Miami. Say Florida, no, yeah. Florida, no taxes there. Duke, where they play? Up in Michigan, right? Didn't Duke play in the up in Detroit?
I think so.
Do they, does, since it's a private school.
Detroit, noted hotbed of college football.
Oh, great bowl destination. Does he have to pay?
Detroit in December.
Yeah, beauty. Of course, I got to tell you, man. I got to tell you that New Orleans felt like the frozen tundra of the bayou down there. We were down there.
God. It was astonishing that nobody had the wherewithal to look at the weather forecast for the time they were going to be down there.
Well, it was, here's the thing. On Saturday, it was beautiful.
We have the technology for this, is what I'm saying. Like, I didn't have a coat down there. I was freezing the whole time. I don't know. Look at the weather, bring a coat.
Last year's national championship in Tampa, freezing.
Yeah.
Cold. Some of the coldest times I've ever been in the state of Florida.
Florida.
Text message extraordinaire says for most people, taxes you pay are where you live and where you earn your money. But I know I'm being crazy about this, and some, I might be driving some people crazy about it. This is a big picture topic. I know we'll talk about this juniors coming up, but this does affect sports. We talked about Stanton having to pay $22 million more to do this, to be with the Yankees rather than Florida. But how about like guys that travel and entertain and are salespeople out of state? You know, I mean, are they paying that as well? I don't know. I live in South Carolina. I don't travel outside of South Carolina to make money. All my companies I deal with are here in the state, so I pay South Carolina taxes. I just think it's crazy. And Zach, I agree with you on this thing, man. It's kind of crazy that guys are paying. Guy from the Oakland Raiders has to pay taxes when he plays a game against the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got to pay Pennsylvania taxes that day for that one. I don't. And is it 1/16th of your salary, or is it just one of the 365 days? That's a good question, right?
I don't even make this money. It's pissing me off.
Like, I love seeing you get mad at this.
I don't make millions of dollars to go play a game.
The inheritance taxes drive me crazy. That's what drives me crazy. Like, the guy dies, so all of a sudden the government gets your money on that one.
Yeah, that's true. What about when you do a show from a hotel room? I'm getting you audited. I swear I'm going to.
Please. I'm way too careful with mine.
Yeah.
And
you don't pay it till the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah. Which is crazy town.
But I do what Donnie and Russell Patterson say to do. I do. And I save every single receipt, and I do every single thing exactly by the book. Like, my mileage, it's to the 10th of, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's not, it's not too far. But, man, I am extremely careful and don't write off stuff. I could write off a lot of stuff. Like, a speaking engagement, like a suit, I could write off. I don't do that, man. Would never do that. First of all, I don't think that's right. But anyway.
Why?
Because I'm going to wear the suit to church, too. I'm going to wear the suit to wedding and funerals, too. Even though I might buy the suit to do a speaking engagement. Anyway, not a suit, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I think it's fascinating to know. And I wish we had answers. And to be honest with you, I'm contacting several accountants right now. And they're all like, well, let me research some more. Because they don't know, man. We don't know these things. Ken's in Powdersville.
We're getting fleeced over here.
Well, snowflake buddies now. Remember the tea party. Hey, Ken, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Nick. I'm going to throw a little different light on this thing about coaches being paid and paying taxes in this city. If you're a member of the Radio Broadcasting Crew Association, or I'm a member of the Chemical Trade Association, and our association puts together a convention, these cities bid on it. And if I'm going to have to pay taxes, and my people that's going to come there and set up booths and stuff's going to have to pay taxes on it, we're going somewhere else. And I believe a football coach could go into one of these cities, if that's the truth, and take that plane to court, and they can blow them people all to pieces.
Yeah, usually,
because if everybody don't pay taxes, hey,
yeah,
you can't charge me.
I didn't think about it, Ken, but let me ask you this. Think about it like this. Does Kurt Herbstreit owe the state of Georgia now? He made his money in Georgia. He worked in Georgia on Monday night. Does he owe Georgia money?
I don't think so. No. He don't live in Georgia.
All right. But when the New Orleans Saints come and play the Atlanta Falcons, the players owe Georgia money. They have state tax in Georgia.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not right.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. You don't charge one person, can't charge another person. It's got to be fair.
I agree with you, Ken. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, man. We stumbled upon this subject. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, of who owes and why they owe and who they owe. It's going to happen. Albert the Tiger's up next. Albert the Tiger, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Mickey. How are you this morning?
Couldn't be better.
Listen, man, this is not quite professional sports.
All right.
But 20 years ago, I used to work a lot of out-of-town construction.
Right.
And we would go to other states and work for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. And while I was out of state working, the money I made in that state, I had to pay taxes to that state on that money. Now, I would also have to fill out a South Carolina tax return, but a very, very small portion of what I made went to actual South Carolina income tax. But on top of that, whenever the job was over with, they would do what's called a reduction of force, which is pretty much getting laid off until the next job comes up, and you could draw unemployment when you got laid off. Now, whenever that time came, I could draw unemployment from either South Carolina or the state I worked in. And I could, whichever one was the unemployment was higher in, I could pick that state and draw unemployment from it. Even though I didn't live in Michigan, since I worked there for a couple months, I could draw unemployment from Michigan until my next job came up while I lived in South Carolina.
See, here's the thing though, man. Is that right?
I'm not saying it's right, but if somebody's going to give me extra money, I'm not going to turn it down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's how it works when I did construction. Now, I'm sure entertainment industry is a lot different than your average blue-collar working man, but...
But is that right? I don't think that's... Philosophically, I don't think that's right either.
It's probably not, and I mean, I know the people with the most money are the ones that make these rules, but yeah, when I worked out of state... And if I was working in that state, it didn't bother me to pay the income tax. But like you say, some states are a lot worse than South Carolina or Georgia on income tax. And even though I would make the same money per hour, sometimes I'd go out of town. I wouldn't make near as much money as I would, say, going to Wyoming and working or something like that. So it was a little bit aggravating. But like I say, too, the other weird thing was the unemployment stuff.
Yeah.
And if I worked in two or three states in 1 year, I could pick which of those states I want to draw unemployment from.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but that's the way it works.
I'm with you. Elvin Tucker, I appreciate the phone call. Come on, guys. I know you're geniuses and everything, but let's leave the tax advice for professionals. Talk about the juniors. I'll be honest with you. We know more about taxes than we do juniors. We do.
I don't think we're giving advice either.
No, we're not giving advice.
Just airing our grievances.
This is philosophical. This is sports, and it's philosophical, and I want to know. I still haven't got an answer yet. And I want to know how it works and why it works. I talked about Stanton having to pay $22 more million to be with the Yankees than to be with – that's interesting to me. John Gruden's $100 million contract. When are they moving to Vegas? Is not next year's a year after maybe?
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah. So in 19, he's going to pay California state taxes. Boy, you talk about being happy he moves to Nevada. He's all for Las Vegas. I can tell you that. Nick from Hartwell says, Bump Sports, y'all go follow Clemson Accounting instead. We need answers. We do need answers. We do. I need to find this out. And in the end, it doesn't really matter. What anybody makes. Hope everybody makes all the money they can make. All right, let me give you the thoughts on juniors while we wait on an accountant to get us it. I can't believe, and we have, I can't tell you right now, there's 100 accountants that are listening to this show. And I guarantee it because none of them are calling in. And we want to give you a real name if you don't want to give your name. They don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer. Loosen your necktie and call in. Let's have a conversation.
Stop counting your beans for a second and call in.
I have such a low opinion of accountants for some reason.
I love accountants.
I don't even know why.
About 4 or 5 of my best friends in the world are accountants. But here's the thing. They don't know. That's how complicated it is. I got an accountant right now that texted me and said, I'm researching it right now. Because you don't know. That's crazy, man, when you don't even know that. All right. Here's the thoughts on the juniors. As you know, what's wrong?
brought it back around.
As you know, the three, I think the three lowest graded or three lowest prospects have decided to go pro. Again, there were 10 guys, right?
Yes.
Deion Kane, Ray-Ray McCloud, Mitch Hyatt, Taylor Hearn, Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant, Kendall Joseph, Mark Fields, Van Smith. There were 10 guys when we started this process. Of those 10, can you and I both agree that the three lowest rated prospects on that
are the ones that came out?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I agree.
The three highest right now would be who?
Wilkins, Bryant, and Farrell.
And they hadn't decided.
And they have not decided.
What's that tell you?
It tells me that there's a chance.
And it tells you that the guys are looking after different sets of goggles. Like, they might can come back and make more rather than not making more. What's wrong, buddy? What's wrong?
I just don't want them to get my hopes up, and then I get all upset when it doesn't happen.
You're so – don't be scared. Don't be scared. You're so scared over there all the time. You know what you need? You need one of these ain't scared mumper stickers. Because right now you're so scared. Don't be scared, man. Here's what I am. I talked to I talked to five different people yesterday that are.
Sorry to hear that.
Involved in the program. Like,
oh, good.
Either in the program, involved in the program. And matter of fact, let me take it all the way back. Seven people in the last 2 days that have talked to these guys, know these guys inside the program, the scuttlebutt inside the football offices, what that are there. Now, again, I've not talked to Cleveland Farrell. I've not talked to Christian Wilkins. I've not talked to Austin Bryant, more Mitch Hyatt. Actually, eight now. I thought of another guy I talked to about it. And that's been the last 3 days, I guess.
Not a big deal.
This week. In other words, this week. But the point is that.
Totally plugged in.
No. Not saying that at all.
Not a big deal.
No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is, and by the way, I get different answers from different guys that you talk to about it. I just thought of another one, nine. I get different answers from different guys. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, this guy's going for sure. And they got no. A matter of fact, I was told by someone that is very connected that McCloud was coming back. And then the next day he left. Not the next day. A couple days later he left. So my point, though, is that they're still making decisions. I know from talking to someone who talked to one of the three guys, the three you talked about, the three defensive linemen, family members, 2 days ago that the decision was not made yet. I do know from talking to folks about what kind of grades they got, and nobody got a first-round grade.
Ridiculous, by the way.
Well, is it?
It is.
Tell me why.
Because they have obvious talent. And yep. While maybe the numbers didn't reflect the talent this year, I think that talent is still there. And especially at the NFL level with – the value placed on the positions that should have gotten the NFL grade, the first-round grades. Farrell should have got a first-round grade, in my opinion. Wilkins should have got a first-round grade, in my opinion.
I was told by someone that NFL scouts do, because both those guys are Todd McShay and Mel Kiper, highly thought of guys. I was told by a guy who talked to NFL scouts saying that scouts don't feel that same way, that they think that McShay and Wilkins are highly overvalued. I mean, that Wilkins and Farrell are highly overvalued by McShay and by Mel Kiper. Hmm. And that they did not like the lack of productivity this season compared to what they thought was going to happen, and that they need to come back and raise their draft status. Now, again, different opinions. All these scouts have different opinions. All these NFL teams have different opinions. And all it takes, remember this too, all it takes is one team to think you're a first-round pick for you to be a first-round pick.
Those guys are stupid.
No.
Farrell's a freak. If he was sitting in my chair right now, he could reach out and touch you. His arms are unbelievably long.
I get it.
He's quick off the ball.
I get it.
He's great against the run. He's a complete package at the end.
Maybe.
There's no maybe about it.
There are other guys that are rated higher, and I don't know. I'm not sure it'd be a first round pick.
I didn't know.
He didn't get a first round grade.
I didn't know that you hated RJ.
No, I love the guy. I absolutely love the guy.
You want them to go.
No. I want the guys to make $1 billion and be the NFL Hall of Famers.
Well, don't make $1 billion. You get taxed on it.
Yeah, no doubt. Just do it in another state. But the point is that all three of those guys have not made their decision yet. I talked to someone about Mitch Hyatt yesterday, and that decision has not, they think they're leaning towards coming back, but that decision, according to the source, has not been made yet. Wilkins, Bryant, Farrell, as of yesterday, now this was yesterday afternoon, I didn't talk to anybody last night, went to movies, but yesterday afternoon, the source is telling me those decisions have not been made yet. Kendall Joseph, I think, is leaning towards coming back, leaning towards doing some grad school stuff. He's graduated doing some grad school stuff. Mark, I have no feel on Mark Fields at all. I don't know anybody connected to him. I don't know anybody there. And who else? Deion Kane.
Fields is coming back.
I think he is, yeah.
Judging by his cryptic Instagram post.
Yeah. Finally, and now we got to get to break, but finally, I'll tell you this. Deion Kane. Bye. I don't think that it would.
Bye.
I don't think it would break anybody's hearts or a lot of people's hearts if he decided to go. I think they'd feel pretty good about what they've got behind that. I'll put it to you like that. All right, short break, we'll come back. I still need an answer. I got to have an answer. We'll take a break, come back for more final segment after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
The holidays are over and your guests have left your carpet looking like a mess. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning can help. For the month of January, you get 3 rooms cleaned for $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now at 558-7300. That's 558-7300. Or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Get 3 rooms cleaned for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their Air Duct Cleaning special.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV. Driving privileges and good standing. A regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license. And a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Saving money can seem daunting, so most of the time we don't think about it. And since we don't want to think about saving, we don't save. But now with an Easy Start certificate from Navy Federal Credit Union, you can keep not thinking about saving while actually saving. With recurring transfers, you automatically save money each month without ever thinking about it. It's simple, it's automatic, it's an easy start to saving. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Cars cost less than travelers rest. Get a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan for just $14,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Save big on a 2017 Focus SE four-door sedan right now at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 19 years in business taking care of customers like you. Cars cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-597-4310. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-597-4310. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-597-4310. That's 1-800-597-4310. 1-800-597-4310.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it.
I put Zach on speakerphone with an accounting buddy of mine. And you heard him say this, Zach. He said, it's confusing. It's different tax codes, different states, and how you classify. But he also said, I talked to three other accountants during this time frame because we contacted him at the first of the hour. And he says, all of them say, don't quote me on this, but. Isn't that crazy? Don't quote me on this, but. Because the argument was.
Don't quote me.
Like, would.
I'm a professional, but don't believe what I'm saying.
Well, so that just goes to how complicated it is, right?
Yep.
I learned a lot today, and I still have more questions than answers.
I know nothing. I thought I knew something. I know nothing. I know nothing after this. Bury my head in the sand.
All right. I want an accountant, any accountant that's ready to go on record as saying they know the answers to some of the stuff.
Call in. We're going to put you right on air.
Right.
Hello, are you an accountant? No. Hang up on them if they're not an accountant.
If you're an accountant, calling you. I need some accountant to call me up and can tell me. I know professional athletes. Matter of fact, you heard during the conversation, this guy works, he has certain dealings with an NBA player. You heard that, right? And you also heard him say that he pays taxes in those NBA, in every state that has a state tax, that is an NBA team because he plays games on the road against those teams. Every team in the NBA plays, every other team, right? But I do know this, like in the NFL, if the teams you don't play against, you don't have to pay taxes in their state because you didn't perform in their state.
Yeah.
I got all that. Where we're confused on his thing, where we don't know is college football coaches, do they pay? And if that's the case, team doctors, the band director. And so part of the answer there would be, well, no, they're state institutions and they're exempt from that. Well, maybe so.
They're salaried employees. They're not getting game checks.
Then... Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. Let me think of a different way then to say it then. I don't think, I could be wrong about this. Are NFL coaches paid by the game or are they paid
throughout the year? That's what I asked you before about Gruden. Like, I don't know if he gets paid by the game or throughout the year. I assume it's salary.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
In which case, he'd only get taxed in his home state. In which case, he's a freaking genius. For going back to the Raiders because they're going to Vegas.
Right. I need to know all these things. So far, we've gone 1 hour this subject and not a single accountant wants to come on and go.
I think I know less about this than when I started.
I agree. Again, I have more questions than answers after talking about it for an hour. 100%, no clue. And the more I realize it, the more I realize that.
It's illegal.
Yeah. One of my accountants just said all of them are salaried employees.
Geniuses.
Well, a player, though, Major League Baseball player, is he a salaried employee?
No, because they get game checks, don't they?
I don't know, man. My head's starting to hurt. I just want to know the answers to this.
I just want to go home, take a nap.
My head's hurting through all this.
Pet my dog. He doesn't ask these kind of questions. He just goes and sits by the door when he has to pee. It's real simple.
Worst thing you've ever said on the show. You want to have less interesting conversations?
I just want to not think.
Oh, man. I'm looking at a bunch of different articles during the break. I can't figure it all out, man.
I'm on some site called Forbes.com. I don't get this.
I never go to Forbes. Is that what it does with sports?
Forbes.
You know you're poor if you don't subscribe to Forbes, you don't go to websites, except for when you talk about sports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my head hurts through all that. All right. Let me finish things up here. So in summary.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the junior stuff. I think Hyatt stays. Oh. I don't know that because I thought that I thought that actually he would not have I thought Ray Ray would have stayed, but he didn't. So guys can change their mind. I don't think the decision's been made yet as far as Mitch Hyatt goes. I think now we should hear something in the next three or four days on this. They have to. But the bottom line is that in the end, I think Hyatt stays. Farrell, decision hasn't been made yet. Wilkins not made yet. Bryant not made yet. I think those guys are 50-50.
50-50, huh?
I think Joseph comes back. I think Fields comes back. I think Kane leaves.
Can we find Dorian O'Daniel another year of eligibility somewhere?
Boy, what a year he had, man. He had an unbelievable. You know, we are always, you're right. Yeah. He had a great year. Did you find anything out for me?
Yeah, the Clemson band director just called in.
Yeah, I saw his name on the thing.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
And he has informed me when his paycheck comes, South Carolina is the only state to take taxes from it.
Okay. Therefore, team doctors, same thing, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Assistant coaches?
You're asking questions that just don't have answers for.
I got too many questions.
I'm just assuming so at this point.
A former college coach just sent me this. And a current athletic director just sent me this.
This guy's so connected over here.
The people that work for the IRS don't know either. They don't know. An accountant sends me this. That's our same accountant buddy that we talked to during the break. This gets even more complicated when discussing internet commerce businesses. He says that coaches don't establish nexus by coaching one game in a state.
Don't you bring up internet stuff into this conversation.
Oh, man.
This gets way too crazy then.
Oh. This has been the most frustrating show I've done in 19 years because I tried to make... Let me ask you this, going back on. I think I made a decent point about Alabama football.
This is all my fault.
It is your fault.
In front of Gruden.
I know. But Alabama football, South Carolina football, and Clemson basketball, did we do okay in the first half of the show?
I don't even remember. I don't even know.
It's all your fault, man. In the end, I want to go back to what Brad Stinkins says. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. This is the most frustrating show I've ever done. I get frustrated when I want to know something and I can't Google it. You know?
We can Google it. We just don't have time to sift through hours and hours of tax codes.
See if that's an accountant right there. Because I'm running out of time. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent.
Right on there.
I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to our good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Here's the bottom line. I'll forgive all the accountants out there and the IRS people. And they don't know. I'm asking questions and they don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody wants to go on record. Nobody knows. I'll forgive you because it is complicated. But I don't know.
I wasn't an accountant.
Doggone it.
Bunch of nerds.
I'm being told by someone that Christian Wilkins took the GRE.
The entrance exam?
For grad school.
Yeah.
I think Joseph did the same thing.
Stop throwing your connections in our faces this morning.
No, so, I mean, my point is...
My 45th connection of the day.
I'm not doing that for that reason. What I'm doing is, and I'm telling you, is that I'm hearing different things from different people.
I don't even know.
And nobody knows that. Now, let me ask you this. That reason, if we hear that he did, do you think about that? Does that mean he's coming back?
If he took the grad school entrance exam, yes, that would probably mean that.
That means he's coming back for sure. Or did he take it as just in case?
That's maybe, it could be both. I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, of all, I like getting answers. And of all the shows we've ever done, we had less answers and more questions than we've ever thought of.
We have zero answers for today.
Settle down. It'll be okay. I do have some answers for you when it comes to this. Oh, by the way, let me finish things up. Skip the music. I was in a great mood. Now I'm in a bad mood. Skip the music.
Whatever.
What do you got for me?
Jacob Eason likely to be transferring to the University of Washington.
UW.
Oh, UW. Going home. The old five-star out of Washington is assuming it all happens, and he hasn't talked to them already and broke any rules. He's going to go to Washington and sit out a year and play next year.
Good for him. Hope he gets to go home. Hope he's happy. He's not very good, but I hope he's happy.
He's not very good.
He's got the biggest butt in the world, and then he throws the ball way too hard and doesn't have any touch on balls. All right, quickly, since I'm gonna finish up with Eric Newton, Eric Newton, Eric Newton.com for all real.